Welcome to Let's Talk. Before I go on any further, I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners on this land we are broadcasting from. I also like to pay my respects to our elders and also our elders of more recent arrival. And a big shout out to everybody from around the continent that is joining us via the National Indigenous Radio Service NIRS. And don't forget, you can catch us via all the streaming platforms. You can listen to this Let's Talk program. And as always, it's a pleasure to have your company. Joining me on Let's Talk is a guest who I've had on quite a bit, especially during the beginning stages of COVID, because we did see an increase in police presence and also an increase in fines. My guest is Samantha Lee from the Redfern Legal Centre. Hey, Samantha, how are you going?
Yeah, good, thanks, Bo.
It's great to have you back on the program as well. And as we've seen on mainstream TV, we've especially within the Sydney area, the greater Sydney area, we've seen an increase, one, in police, and we've also seen an increase in the presence in more marginalised communities than so in other communities where it isn't so marginalised as well. Could you tell us a bit how... Could you tell us how things have been going as of recent in regards to has there been an increase in fines?
Yes, there has been an increase in fines. In fact, we've just obtained some statistics from Revenue New South Wales just for New South Wales. For the month of August, there were 19,000 fines issued, which is nearly nine times what was issued for all of the last financial year. In a two-month period, there were over $24 million in fines issued. So we're not even seeing the peak of these advice matters coming through our clinic yet. And we're really worried about the number of people that are wanting to seek legal advice and assistance with these fines.
Just really quickly as well, that's a lot of money, you know, in the, I guess, the grand scheme of things, when you put it all together and you add the numbers. How much are, I guess, individuals being fined?
Well, our clients have ranged from $1,000, $500 for a mask, not wearing a mask fine, $3,000, and some of them are $5,000. We have one family that was issued with three fines of $3,000. So that household has to pay nearly, you know, just on $9,000 in fines. And we think that the majority of these fines have been issued incorrectly. And what I mean by that is that the police have failed to keep up with the changing orders, and they've also been told by the police commissioner here in New South Wales to not worry if you get it wrong, which has really set a horrible precedent on the ground when it comes to people receiving these fines.
Mm-hmm. And I guess just really quickly as well, for myself, somebody who's living all the way in Brisbane, you know, we've hardly been into we've pretty much hardly been in lockdown. We've been pretty good. So for people living outside of, I guess, Sydney and maybe the Melbourne area, it may differ in regards to fines. How are police supposedly supposed to approach people and in regards to giving them a fine? But then also you mentioned, you know, in some cases they may get it wrong, and they're not supposed to sort of just... Well, are they supposed to hand out fines or give warnings as well?
Well, they have their own guidelines, which we have a copy of, and those guidelines inform police that they must first inform the person to see if they understand the law, to give them a potential warning, and then if that doesn't work, to only issue a fine or a court attendant's notice when absolutely necessary. However, the instructions that we're getting from clients is that they are being told by police that they're no longer giving warnings and they're just giving fines, which is a breach of their own procedures. It's also a breach of the Fines Act, which does indicate or legislate that warnings can be given as a first port of call when it comes to penalty notices.
And is that in that instance, like if I'm just here and then I walk like 10, 20 metres down the road and take my mask off or whatever, or we're not social distancing, or is that over sort of, you know, a period of time when this said officer sees this individual?
Yeah, so what we're finding in our cases is, you know, they're not individuals that are out there deliberately flouting the laws that have no consideration for others or themselves. You know, that's another sort of ball game. But the clients that we have seen is that they were confused, or actually they were in the right and police are confused. And so what police should be doing is informing the person that they're about to issue a fine to about the order that they may be potentially breaching. Give them some time, you know, a few minutes to possibly rectify the situation, and don't issue a fine. You know, try and just give people time to amend, or time for police to check their own understanding of the law. And that's not happening. I think the big problem here, or possibly even in Victoria, is that seems to have been a directive from up high to not give people a warning or to give them a chance to amend their behaviour, but to just issue that fine, which means there's been a lot of mistakes by police on the ground.
And has there been the case of, you know, somebody may have just sort of walked out of the area, you know, into sort of another area that may not have certain restrictions, you know, as sort of another area that may be like a couple of streets away, and they've gone down to sort of, yeah, catch up with friends or whatever? You know, are people getting fined for all sorts of different things during these COVID times?
They are. The two main sort of themes that are coming up in our cases is that police are not understanding the order when it comes to exercise and outdoor recreation, and they are getting that wrong. They also don't understand the distance rule, which only applies to exercise and shopping. And it's a distance rule of for example, in most cases, 5 kilometres, or of remaining in your local government area. So, for example, if you live in a large local government area, then it may be take up 50 or over 50 kilometres. But you're not breaching that distance rule if you remain in your LGA. So police aren't understanding that order. Now, I completely get that these orders are confusing. And in Victoria and also in New South Wales, the orders have changed a lot. And I've even struggled to keep up with the changing legislation. But the thing is that police are the ones enforced to issue fines, and they have to. They just must keep up with the law. And if they don't, then they're not doing their job properly, are they?
Do you think that it is a thing of confusing, not knowing what their understanding is of the law in regards to handing out fines, or a bit of over-policing?
I think that it's a mixture, Bo. I think there is a lot of, unfortunately, confusion amongst police, but I also think in some of the cases that we've seen coming through our centre is that police have just been downright mean, and should not be acting the way they have been. I mean, it's a time when lots of people are struggling. They're struggling to understand the orders. They're struggling financially. They're struggling socially. I mean, it's an incredibly unique time and causing a lot of strain, and particularly at people out in rural and regional areas and Aboriginal communities out that way, who, you know, are really already heavily policed. And once you introduce another law which allows more policing, then those who were already policed are just policed more.
I do want to talk about that as well, the over-policing of certain areas within the Greater Sydney area, and then also, but before we get there, if you are just tuning in, my guest on Let's Talk, it is solicitor Samantha Lee joining me from the Redfern Legal Centre, and we've been having a chat about the over-representation of police in different parts of Sydney, and we're talking about the fines that has been handed out to people during these COVID times. Originally, when I spoke to you, I dare say it would be over the last couple of years now that we've been sort of chatting. And one of the first things I spoke to you about, I believe it was strip searches. Now, has that, you know, under this COVID, is there still cases that have been presented before you where young kids are getting strip searched, or, you know, just people in general are getting strip searched during these COVID times, or it sort of switched to more just handing out fines?
Oh, we believe that there is still strip searching occurring in New South Wales, and then probably the brunt of the strip searching is occurring in regional and disadvantaged communities. Obviously, you're not having your all, you know, music festivals where there also is a lot of strip searching. But until we see the law changed around strip searching, then this procedure will continue to happen to children as young as 10. It's an appalling practice. It should never occur. And we need to see change in this area. We've just recently actually wrote to Police Commissioner and Police Minister about this very issue. We're still advocating for legislative change. Obviously, COVID has put a bit of a wedge in regards to, you know, this issue. It's overtaken many things for good reason. But once this COVID issue is a bit more stabilised, then I think we will see a dramatic increase again in strip searches. So it's an issue that, as far as we're concerned, has not been finalised and still needs continual advocacy till we see that, in particular, children are not strip searched in New South Wales or across Australia for that matter.
Definitely. I do want to get back to the over-policing. At the beginning of the lockdowns, especially in Western Sydney, we saw the call for extra police in the Western Sydney area. I'd love to get your thoughts on that as well. And I'm sure, you know, that there would have been a huge increase in fines, in strip searches, in everything that happens when an area is over-policed as well.
Yes. Look, my heart was breaking when I'd, you know, heard about the policing in Western Sydney. You know, it's an area which is already fairly heavily policed. The people that live out in Western Sydney are the ones who are doing the hard yards. They're, you know, stacking supermarket shelves. They work in hospitals, teachers, nurses. And here we are treating them in such a, I think, horrific circumstance. I think there would have been much better ways of going about things. No doubt we need to keep the community safe. But I think the differences in policing the eastern suburbs of Bondi and Bronte compared to the western suburbs stood out like a sore thumb. And I still believe that it should not have been handled the way it was.
And I think you just mentioned it just before, but recently the Redfern Legal Centre put out a media release in regards to we cannot find our way out of the pandemic. Yourself, legal professionals, academics and political professionals got together to endorse a letter to the New South Wales Parliament as well. Could you just get a bit more in-depth about that as well?
Yeah, so we got together with Aboriginal Legal Service, the Public Interest Advocacy Service and Community Legal Centres New South Wales, and we wanted to write something down in a letter asking the New South Wales Premier to not only revoke fines that have been issued incorrectly, but also to stop fining people, particularly fining such a hefty, costly fine that people can't afford to pay, that there are alternatives to these punitive ways of supposedly controlling behaviour. There are many models out there which don't embrace a punitive model, that empower the community, that ensure that the community embraces change in by taking control of it in their own way, instead of always telling them what they're doing wrong, but actually applauding what they're doing right. And that's why we developed this letter, and people can still sign up to that letter on our website.
And do you feel as if communities are being over-policed and over-fined, because of one, the colour of the skin, their ethnicity, their religious beliefs as well? Do you believe like those things play a part in the over-policing in certain areas?
Oh, look, I think the research is in on that, isn't it? There's lots of research that clearly shows that there is racial profiling when it comes to policing, racial profiling of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, of people of Eastern appearance. I think we all know that is the case, and there is a lot of research to back that up. And I don't think that's any different when it comes to COVID fines. Again, those who were already policed have just been policed more. And those who can't afford fines, which are not means tested, are again going to be the most disadvantaged.
Yes, it's quite sad, that under COVID, it's really sort of highlighted a lot of cracks in our society. One, obviously, systematic racism is one of those biggest things. We see housing, we see discrimination across the board sort of being highlighted, homelessness, the education system, all these things that we thought that or our governments thought that they had sort of a lid on, has really sort of come to light, where various different advocates, from Aboriginal advocates to other different advocates from various different communities have highlighted these sort of these injustices or these lack of supports in these key areas throughout our society. Now they've just sort of, really highlighted how our governments in different states and territories have been sort of missing the marks in regards to a lot of things as well. Samantha, I do want to say thank you for joining me on the program. If there's anything else that you'd like to add as well, please do so. Really love seeing the work that you guys do, really putting the pressure on New South Wales Police in regards to strip searching, handing out fines, and, the discriminatory acts that they continue to do upon Aboriginal and other marginalised communities as well.
Oh, thanks very much, and thanks for having me on the show. I think it's just important to remember that police are not above the law. They are a government body, and they should be accountable and transparent as any other government body.
If you are just tuning in, my guest on Let's Talk, it is solicitor Samantha Lee joining me from the Redfern Legal Centre. And we've been having a chat about the overrepresentation of police in different parts of Sydney, and we're talking about the fines that has been handed out to people during these COVID times. If you've enjoyed this program, if you've enjoyed Let's Talk, just remember you can catch the repeat on our website at 989fm.com.au. The podcast will be up very shortly. And as always, it's a pleasure. You've been listening to Let's Talk here on 989FM Murray Country.